morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Anderson on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi, y'all. Well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ed is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. The Nocturne we send as...
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
All right, we're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. And by golly, Rufus, did you settle all the business that you needed
well,
to?
I kept looking at all this equipment around here, and I'm going to reiterate. If Womble doesn't have it, you don't need it.
They got it all. I'm doing a little business with them here. I've got kind of going back
well,
and forth.
I saw Phil out there. She's getting a bunch of heaters.
Yeah, she's sending them up. Her friend that grows her Christmas trees up in the mountains said they needed the little buddy heaters, and they actually have them. That's a name brand. They've actually have them here, mm-hmm. And Sue is with us from Womble's. Sue, we're. I was just remarking to her, you get some exercise when you work here because this is a big store and you have to go all over the place, haven't you?
Yes, you have to be wherever you need to be at whenever somebody needs you, you have to be there. So yeah. I enjoy the walk and it's good for exercise too.
You've been here for a long time, haven't you?
23 years.
Wonderful. That's mm-hmm. so nice. And do you have a favorite aspect? Do you know more about one particular aspect than the other? I know you know about your gardening stuff.
I like the hardware side better. I have worked on this side. I work wherever I'm needed. The tire shops, small engine, the office, wherever I'm
yeah.
needed.
Well, I'll tell you, it gets when you have to look for a certain bolt, mm-hmm. that gets rough, doesn't it? That'd drive me crazy.
No, because like the way I learn when the Midwest comes in, I put it up that way I know where everything is,
yeah.
And then I walk the store to know. Stuff is.
Okay, well, that's a good idea.
Well, that's the difference in this store and one of those big box stores.
Yes.
You can come ask here. And let me tell you how humble she is. I went to the restroom a while ago, and she was cleaning, and I said, well, Lord, you run this place. What are you doing cleaning the bathroom? She said, it needed it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what what people do.
You do whatever you need to do.
Whether they own the place or work there or what, you know, that's loyalty. But there are so many things here. I was watching the gentleman who worked here behind the counter helping a gentleman who came in, I guess, with a gas line or something, and they were looking for fittings. And I mean, there were people from the community who were buying stuff too, and they were all kind of congregated there. They're all figuring this out and what it needed, and that's part of the charm of this place.
Yes, there's a great bunch of guys that work over here who are real knowledgeable. We got Mark Campbell and different ones, Jamie Smith.
One of them doesn't like sweets. We brought all these donuts and things. He said he wasn't much of a sweet eater.
He's smart.
Yeah.
That's probably a good thing.
But
it's unusual.
He doesn't have a blood sugar problem and probably didn't have a weight problem.
Yeah.
I love them all.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you do have a lot of great people who work here. I was talking to one of the Wumbles.
Yeah, that's Tripp. That's my new boss.
Yeah. Oh, Tripp. Well, Tripp was over there helping me out with. I was trying to find a steel product, and we were working on that. I'm kind of going back and forth.
Yeah, Tripp has done a wonderful job. He's come in and rearranged some of the stuff to make it look more, to make the store look better. He's really did an awesome job.
Yeah.
We did the seed. We redid the Carhartt. He redid the I-boat aisle, just different projects he's working on. When he takes on a project, he works on.
I'll tell you what, when a man knows how to redo the I-boat aisle,
mm-hmm.
then you know he knows his stuff, Rufus.
Oh man,
yeah, he is. He's like his mom. His mom loves to decorate. So
wonderful. That's great.
Talk.
That's yeah.
I never heard of aesthetics. Eyeballs,
well,
okay.
Aesthetics. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's all
it sells.
Yes,
that's
you gotta know where it's at. Like,
now, you want a pile of bolts, or do you want them laid out like that in a row?
I want somebody to lay them out. And
that's right. What about the Attorney General's office and the Secretary of State?
I wanted them to put them where they're supposed to go.
Yeah.
Yes.
You wanted the right people in the right office, and you wanted their office to be right.
Well, Ron, tell me about, we've been all talking here about the almost new little hand chainsaw. Aren't people just going nuts over
there? I'll tell you, Rufus is an advocate of that.
Yeah,
I am too.
My favorite toy.
I am too.
We have steel and Greenworks. Greenworks is more of the commercial line. We sell a lot of each one, steel and Greenworks. So
yeah, but both battery. Yeah. The battery operators, but really becoming popular.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, a lot of gas.
Are they self oiled, or you recall you got to put the oil on yourself, or they self oiled?
Are you talking about the chainsaw?
You talking about the chainsaw?
Or the Greenworks?
The Greenworks. I haven't really seen any oil for the Greenworks for steel.
You still need to,
but
though.
I think you still need it for your bar.
Yeah.
Oh, it's no problem. The one I have, I don't mind carrying. I carry a little bottle.
Yeah.
Medicine bottle full of oil.
Yeah, and if anybody comes up on you, you can squirt them in the face.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you know, a marauder.
Well, and the Greenworks, you know, the Botanical Gardens had been kind of started trying to use those in 2019. There was this movement to try and use more electric products in the green industry, and it really took off when Steel offered their line. But Greenworks has been the most popular among landscapers, and our hand tools, lawnmowers, they use incredible amount of fossil fuels, and so folks who are trying to be more environmentally minded and energy efficient using the batteries is really where it's at, and the technology has really caught up. Steel and Greenworks have really brought it up.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Steel bought Greenworks. So.
That's what they were saying over there. I'm not entirely sure what the...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're two good companies combining. Yes. Wow.
Yep.
Now, don't tell the attorneys general that. They might think there's a monopoly.
No, there's no monopoly.
No. There's Makita is another company that makes a similar product. DeWalt has a product. So
Milwaukee?
Milwaukee does as well. I have to say I'm partial to Makita's hand pruner or hand trimmer, though. They have a hand trimmer that has overlocking blades that do this for that are great for grasses, and then they have a short hedge trimmer.
Electric?
Yeah.
Oh my!
I'll send you a picture of mine. It is the best money.
That's the height, the blaziness.
Oh, no, no, no. It's the height of efficiency.
Don't tell Amanda she's lazy.
Efficiency. Oh, I'm a self-proclaimed lazy gardener.
No, you're
don't
not.
Worry.
You're not lazy.
Now, what I'd want then is something with a long handle on it, so if I'm going to weed with that thing, I wouldn't have to bend over. Now, that would be the height.
So they got a long handle attachment, you reckon?
Well, so that's true. So I was just I was just over there looking at the handsaws, and they did. They built a pole that the hand saw or the hand chainsaw can go into that you can extend it up.
In case you have to get a snake.
Yeah. I've had one of those for years.
But so I mean, I think steel and Greenworks are really responding to the desires.
How
and
about
the needs.
That?
Yeah, the new age, I call it.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, if there's a better grill in the world than Wilmington Grill, you have Wilmington Grills here.
Yes, we've got Wilmington. We've got the...
Yeah, they're wood stoves.
Those are pellets.
Pellets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ironwood.
But Wilmington is the gas grills. Yeah, they're great grills.
Yeah, the only problem with those is that people don't have to come back and buy another one. They last forever.
No, they do not.
Yeah, even at the coast.
The same way with, I'm pushing our Speed Queen. If you buy Speed Queen wash and dry, you don't have to worry about purchasing.
Y'all got washer and dryers here?
Washer and dryers, refrigerators. We've got good microwaves.
Lord. Well, where are they? Well,
they're at the back right
now. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good
Lord.
You don't need it.
It's making sense all the time. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you could buy X-ray glasses like you have there.
No.
have you seen his X-ray glasses there,
all right,
now. Sue?
Mm-hmm. Looking good.
Yeah, it's not very dignified for the former attorney general to be wearing strawberry or watermelon glasses. That's
they're power 350.
I hope so.
Lord mercy.
So, Sue, you do have about everything here.
Yeah, like I said, Traeger, Wilmington. We got the solo stoves for people who want to sit outside and put it on their patio. We've got the Yetis. We've got whatever you need. We've got them.
And the Wilmington grills even come with a spittoon.
Yeah.
A little bucket under there.
Yeah,
catch the grease, of course.
Yes.
But that's what it reminded me of.
That is pretty swanky. The deep fire is really nice.
Wait, you got any specials or anything going on here?
I think we have something going on in steel with the battery operated stuff. We've got some sales over there. And
figures that my son would want gas this time,
mm-hmm.
since we got a deal
got
with
a
battery operated.
We've got a rack with Carhartt that's on sale that's really been
doing
good.
Oh, wow.
So we got
new
Carhartt shirts, jackets, kids' clothing. Whatever you need, we've got.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I want to make another word about battery operated. I, in the beginning, I was very skeptical about, I have a battery operated blower. Oh, it'll blow the stuffings out of things.
I know. the steel will definitely do that.
This battery stuff is,
I don't know about
really
others, but
and
steel will.
And I mentioned that little tiller, that electric tiller. Mm-hmm. That was just amazing.
The technology has really come.
You got an electric tiller?
Well, Palmer does. And I've got a 100-foot cord. And so we dug up what I'm planning to be the wildflower garden.
You got to plant wildflowers.
We just roughed it up, and I told Amanda, I hope I didn't do wrong. I planted the seed this fall because I view it this way. Birds, when the seeds flower and die in the fall, they seed. Mm-hmm. And if birds don't get them all, maybe they'll come up.
Yes.
They'll just have a little nap.
Now,
for a while.
I may do this. I may go back, Amanda, and put maybe a quarter inch of soil on the top to spread it like I would fertilizer or something.
Yeah. And straw works the same, too. Straw or some sort of light dressing. And then maybe in the beginning of February, just plan to put a little bit more out, just like you'd be seeding you're seeding your tall fescue.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, Sue, we always love coming here and talking with you and all the folks.
We enjoy having you, and we thank you all for coming, too.
Yes, ma'am. What a nice drive down here.
And we appreciate mm-hmm. it. And the Weekend Gardener magazine, the people really love it.
I'm glad.
I'm really pushing it.
You got any more, Harrison? You don't have any with you?
We've got some.
Okay.
But I've really been pushing that weekend magazine.
Well, so thank you very much.
Y'all have an awesome day, and I think Jason will be coming up next.
All right. What's Jason going to talk about?
The new front-end loaders by Bob.
Oh, front-end loader. Rufus, we need to go home. You can follow me home at a front-end loader. Yeah, that'll take you a while.
Oh, there you go.
That'd be so nice in my little place out there.
Well, you can get through the gate and everything.
Front-end loader,
once you get through the gate, you're all right.
Yeah.
Everyone needs
a front-end loader. 2.5 acres is a lot to get around at my age.
Why, you used to love tractors. Why not a front-end loader?
I'm saying I do.
All right. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. Amanda, what's going on with the Master Gardeners or Lee County in general?
Oh, man. Well, you know, we've still got the farmer's market going on Saturdays downtown.
Oh, I bet that's really nice this time of year.
It is. It's looking like this is like the most gorgeous weather to be out there. And our year's kind of winding down. We're getting ahead of a lot of planning for next year. I'm recruiting a new Master Gardener class right now. Hoping to have about another 10 folks join us next year. So the Master Gardener training in my county is almost a 2-year process. I just graduated the first class.
A 2-year? What? What in the world?
Hey, man, I only graduate high-quality Master Gardener volunteers.
Apparently so.
Do you make them take a written test?
Oh, my
we're out, Mike.
It's a 60-page test.
We're out.
No, so I start recruiting in the fall, and they have from now until April to take 5 of my public classes. So they get to know Lee County, they get to know me and the other Master Gardener volunteers. And then from the folks who get accepted in the program from April until October, they come to a once-a-month workshop training. They've got homework and reading they got to do between workshops. Then in October, they have to give a 15-minute presentation on a topic that they choose.
It's like law school, Rufus.
And then
I'm getting,
there's more.
I'm getting the nervous quivers here.
And then they have to put in 40 hours of intern volunteering time between October of 2025 and October of 2026.
Is this the way all of the counties are going? Or?
That's Amanda.
Yeah, no, it's definitely an Amanda plan. But no, so the basics of the Extension Master Gardener Volunteer Program is every Master Gardener has to go through 40 hours of training.
Yeah.
And then after they go through that 40 hours of training, they have to get 40 hours of internship volunteering and 10 hours of continuing education credits. And they have to get that 40 hours and 10 hours within a year of completing their student training time.
Now, I really want to know, do they have to take any chemistry?
They do not. There is no chemistry. And really, it's not about, like, we talk about this quite frequently with the Master Gardener program, but it's a wee bit of a misnomer. The Master Gardener volunteers are an extension, no pun intended, of the extension agents and of cooperative extension.
You did intend that. Go ahead.
I did.
Yes,
it's just such a good word. I had to use it.
Well.
But they're there to help us reach a wider community. And they're really not there to know everything. They are there to be able to reach people and then help them connect with the resources that we have through extension. So we try really to use the training program not to be like, you know, remember all these things, but what are the resources that we have so that way if somebody does ask you about grass, where do you go to learn about grass? You know, if somebody asks you about tomatoes, where do you go to learn about tomatoes and connect people with those resources?
And you'd certainly like to retain these people, and so you want serious people.
Yes, because, I mean, well, think about it. I probably spend about 60 or 70 hours per Extension Master Gardener volunteer, you know, every year. And because we want to make sure that they're educated, that they're engaged, that they feel fulfilled.
Right.
And I am so fortunate. I had I had about 13 people who I inherited when I became the extension agent here in Lee County. And unfortunately, we lost one of our Master Gardeners this year. Phil Griffin passed away month ago. And he was in the third class in 1997 in Lee County. But we only had 13 people, and we brought on 8 more people and they have stayed with us. I haven't lost any of the students that went through the training program. But they have been in it to win it since October of 2022, really. And so this October graduation was really just 2 years in the making of them volunteering and educating themselves and being engaged. And they have, of the eight people who come on, they have attended more education hours than the Master Gardener veterans, and they have volunteered almost as much as the other 13
wow.
Master Gardener veterans. So they are a stellar class, and I'm so proud of them. So I'm really looking forward to my next round of folks joining us.
Okay. Well,
that sounded like harder to me than law school.
I was about to say, Rufus, you would ace the presentation.
Well, if that means
getting up and speaking,
I'm not going to even comment that because I might say something inappropriate here.
Oh,
well, so
my abilities to speak.
My
that degree I got in BS.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad you threw that in. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, the exam,
I didn't know where
is,
you were going with that.
Right. The exam is easy, too. Like, the presentation, people were really worried about the presentation, but when I handed them a 60-page exam, they started sweating bullets. But, hey, it's 6 weeks to do it. It was open book, open note, open internet.
Oh, well.
So, you know, they had plenty
of time. Oh, you could remember it anyway, Rufus.
I hated open book. I had one time.
It's a trick, don't you?
In law school. And this fellow,
got 20 seconds.
I'll never forget him. His name is George Collins. He brought in a grocery cart full of books. He flunked.
Yeah.
He couldn't see through the forest for the trees.
That's right.
He brought a grocery cart.
It's not uncommon in law school.
An open bookcase test.
Bless All right. We're at J.E. Womble, and we're going to be back with just 30 minutes left of the Weekend Gardener today.
Wow.
Rufus didn't hear. Play Johnny Cash, Good Morning Friend, one more time here for Rufus. Oh, it's going to take. It's nothing like being fast, Jason. That's all right. Well, here in a moment, we're going to hear from Johnny Cash just because Rufus was out politicking. All right.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Every day. Evening,
what do I do?
Good morning. Just the morning you moved in. Good morning, friend. Good morning, friend. Feeling like a million. Just got you living in.
I gave Rufus.
My day is made.
I gave you the lyrics and everything. You got all of the lyrics, not just that.
I have it back on my desk. Don't want to learn anything except that one verse.
That one verse, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a
I
that's
learned
a good
two
one.
Of Amazing Grace, the first and the last.
You sang Amazing Grace recently somewhere.
Well, at the State Gala Capitol, and, well, it was the devotion.
Did you get less money that year, this year, than last because of that or more?
We did okay. This show up at the... Super Kids on Thursday at 5 o'clock at Pam's in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And if somebody requests, I'll do it again as our devotional.
And that is same place we have the Wake County Chittenden Club annual meeting.
Oh yes.
Year.
Oh yes.
it's hallowed ground.
You ever heard of such a thing, Rudy? As a Chittenden Club?
Yeah, I've heard you all talk. Yeah.
Well, you've heard us say a whole lot of things. Rudy likes Chitlin.
Oh my!
Sounds like
that's
you might
a
be
good,
going on
my
a road
man
trip.
Of my own faith.
Too bad he's not closer around.
Gives me cold chills, Ruby. Rudy. Boy, what is Lord. In this fresco here? 919-860-9783. Phil pansies. We were discussing pansies. It's been pretty cool this week, but
it has. And
can we plant them?
Yes. Go ahead and get your pansies in the ground. It is going to warm up a little bit next week, but not enough to make them stretch or look leggy. So get them in the ground. Just make sure that you keep them deadheaded, because we will start having some humidity again, and they'll have dew on them. So keep the deadheads off of them, and make sure that you don't water them too much. Watering too much will kill a plant quicker than anything. Mm-hmm. Especially pansies, they'll root right around the root, the soil line, they'll rot off. But and they don't really need much fertilizer. We usually suggest, when it starts to get a little bit cooler, we use blood meal. And blood meal's really, it's cheap and it's easy to use.
Yeah, unless you got a dog.
That's what Miss Ann used to say. Yeah, if you have a dog, they might.
Don't do it.
They like to dig in it.
Oh, yeah.
But others, other animals it might repel.
Right, yeah. Right.
So
good companion plants are snaps. I know normally when you send my pansies, we do snaps and dianthus.
And Dusty Miller. Yeah. Dusty Miller's become a really nice.
I knew Dusty Miller. And
did you?
Yeah. He's quite a character.
He's a little pale.
He spent some time in jail.
Just a little gray. So, a little gray around the gills.
You know, I've been, a little, I don't know. It was a hard night. Lewis.
Shady character.
Lewis is in Rocky. Lewis, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to leave you hanging there, man. I didn't realize you were on the line. How are you this morning, my friend?
Well, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Yeah. Oh. How about
Hello,
that?
I'm Johnny Cash.
All you right. All right, buddy?
Way to go.
Mm. That's the way to go, yeah.
The man in black.
Yep. Do you ever, Rufus, do you ever see him in person?
I never got
to. I did not, but I ain't kidding you. He was really an American treasure, if there ever was one. And I just, I think it was the guy from U2 said that Everybody Else by Johnny Cash, every guy compared to Johnny Cash is a sissy.
Well, how he lived to a ripe old age, I'll never know. Because he saw it all.
Lived it to the
he
fullest.
Did, and he played, North Carolina. I know he played Charlotte Coliseum and various.
He probably played at Dorton Arena at some play. Elvis did, and about everybody you can think of. Jimi Hendrix.
Well, I do want to take you back, Lewis. I did meet him one time at the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, you met him at the Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah, yes, I did.
I bet that's a memorable show in your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't try to sing with him or anything?
No, Lord, no. I met all the greats out there, Ronnie Millsap, Roy Acuff. That's how I first met Loretta Lynn years and years ago, and then we became friends. And she let me
sing. You sang with her on stage.
And sang with her at Dorton Arena, and it's the most frightened I've ever been in my life. Amanda, if you could believe me having stage fright, I got up there in Dorton Arena before about 8,000 people. And here was Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty, and I had practiced "Hey Hey Good Looking" for about 3 weeks, and the band struck up, and I went deaf.
Went deaf and mute.
I went mute.
Oh no!
And good old Loretta, she said, "Hey, now hold here, Rufus. Let's do it again, and I'll go with you." So she hit it, and I knocked that thing out of the arena.
There you go. Oh, that is a good friend.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's a wonderful friend.
What you got cooking?
Yeah, boy.
That's right.
I'd love to have heard that.
Wanted to tell you, we had a big week in Nash County and Edgecombe County this week because of the very prestigious Preservation North Carolina came here for their annual conference. That's a very big deal.
Preservation
North Carolina, which is based in Raleigh, I'm sure you're aware.
Yes, sir, Lewis. My wife at one time was the president of that. Working with Myra Coward. I'm not bragging, but we willed our home that I live in now to Preservation North Carolina. Because they'll take care of it.
You couldn't do anything better than that. And all the contributions they get go directly towards preservation of historic places, homes, businesses, and, I tell you, they kicked it off here on the block that I live on at the old Booker T. Theater, which has been beautifully restored.
Yes.
I live adjacent to the Booker T. in an upstairs New York-style apartment, a walk-up. And I couldn't be more pleased that they chose Rocky Mount, because they realized that it has become a diamond in the rough in terms of historic preservation going forward. And then yesterday in Tarbor at Calvary Episcopal Church, they had a wonderful presentation there, which I attended. So I just want to let you know, Mike, that that happened here in the Twin Counties, because I know you're always thinking about us, and your heart is
here. Absolutely.
So
well, I appreciate that so much.
Hey
to you, Lewis, and everybody out there in Rock 'em Out and Nashville and all around. And we love all of you.
Yeah, and I guess y'all know that Duke is 6-1. Go Devils!
Devils!
Beat Florida State.
Thank you. <It's> not,
good gracious.
I watched that game last night.
Yeah. All right, well, take it easy, Rufus. Rufus, it's good to see you. I had a long week. 2 days of the fair, too. Didn't have to work that much.
Right, I want to say again, go visit Phil's place. It is so absolutely beautiful out there.
Yeah.
To just walk around. She said, look,
beautiful people, too.
Now, she does care if you buy something or not. She said, I don't care if you buy anything.
I know.
But go look. It's just like being in Cinderella land.
Where is this place, y'all?
It's actually in Raleigh, but it is very near Crossroads Shopping Center.
It's
just off Tryon Road.
2804
Campbell
Road in Raleigh.
Yeah.
27606.
Yeah, and it's a little village because Phil lives there, and she's got all her relatives there.
Yep.
Now, I tell you, there's a landmark there, a little sign as you go down Campbell Road. It says Rufus Way.
Yeah.
It does.
Rufus always gets his way.
Yeah, Rufus always has his way.
Little sign hanging there. Of course, now, way means a passage in this case.
Uh-huh.
What does it mean in Latin?
Wendy, wady, wiki. I came, I saw, I conquered.
See, Wes.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
I just, Judge Vaughn is in Greensboro. Judge, we missed you last week when we were at Guilford Garden Center.
And I was outside of Paris, France.
Oh, my goodness.
Time right to call in, and I just wanted to comment on Guilford Garden Center, how wonderful it is. And I'm so glad that y'all made the trip to Guilford County, because you have a lot of Guilford County followers.
Well, we had a wonderful time, Judge Vaughn. We really did. They're such nice people, such knowledgeable people. It has quite a heritage there. They've been there a long time, and we were thrilled. Now, Rufus, I had to pick Rufus up at 6:30. And we're going back in the spring.
Yeah. Look, and our friend Ross Harris was there.
Ross was there. Vaughn.
Yeah, Ross came over and visited with us.
I was at
we called Judge Justice Fry and his wife, who had her 81st birthday, or 91st birthday.
91st birthday.
Yeah.
Well, we have several tributes to them around the city. One right downtown, there's a sculpture of that wonderful couple right in the middle of downtown now. And they have another one. We named the YMCA after Shirley Fry. And they've done wonderful things and should be, we should erect statues to them.
Well, we talked with somebody who was involved with beautifying Greensboro. I can't remember the name of the group. We had somebody
Greensboro from Beautiful or something.
Greensboro Beautiful?
Yes.
The president of that.
I'm not sure who's president now, but that's our lead organization.
Right.
And works through Parks and Rec and other entities to put it all together. You know, somebody's got to coordinate one end of the town to the other, and that's what they do. They sell Christmas wreaths at Christmas to raise money, and just a great group. Been going on at least 35 or 40 years. Well, guys, I'm sitting in my parking lot of my fraternity, and at 11 o'clock, we have our 50-year anniversary. Rufus, I cannot believe I have been out 50 years out of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
So which fraternity, Judge?
I was a DU, and we have
the DUI.
Michael.
No, 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 Delta Epsilon. No.
Oh.
So
I hate I could not greet you in Greensboro, but we will roll out the red carpet next time you come.
Well, we'll let you know certainly, but y'all be easy there at that fraternity party now.
Yeah. Listen, these guys have been out for 50 years. So hell, they're 70 some years old, and
do
the things we used to do back in the day.
Well, you young guys just amaze me. Well, you know, Don, there is an event next Thursday called the Super Kids at the place you're familiar with. Well, we certainly hope so, because you know all about it, and you've been a great supporter.
I look forward to seeing you, Judge.
Well, listen, look forward to seeing you guys, and y'all y'all are coming loud and clear in Chapel Hill right now. And
well, next time you're in Paris, you call us now. Because we had a call from Mykonos Island in Greece this morning from a listener.
Did you really?
Well, yeah, I've a listener who lives in this area, but they're visiting in Mykonos. So.
Well, I've sailed Mykonos in my own boat way back in the day, so I know it well. And we'll get on the schedule, and we'll greet you in Greensboro or somewhere or Thursday night. And it's just a great service to North Carolina what y'all do. I learned so much. I don't have a green thumb. But I've learned so much about so many things, and the Guilford Garden Center is a great, great resource, and I'm glad y'all have teamed up.
Well, thank you so much, Judge, and have a great day at your fraternity.
Bye bye, yes, sir.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Judge Don Vaughn, law professor, and was he a senator or representative?
House representative and a senator. Senator. Sorry to say, senator, but.
Well, hey, next time you guys are in Greensboro, there's a really excellent agent. There's some excellent horticulture agents.
They are. And, you know, I used to see them on UNC TV.
Oh, yeah.
And when they would have extension agents. Irv Evans used to be on that show, too. I miss it. I don't understand why it's not on anymore.
I've given the feedback to NC State that they need to bring that back.
Yeah, I mean, surely they could get. I know it's all about money, but I'm sure they could get sponsorship for that.
Yeah, I've given them a hard time about Bryce taking off in the garden with Bryce Lane, off the radio. But the two agents, there's also a new agent in Guilford County, and she's really blown it out of the water. And the director in Alamance County used to be a specialist at Penn State University.
Uh-huh.
So that is an excellent dynamic duo county of agents.
Jason, how's everything? Y'all helping? I was watching y'all over there helping a man with his gas line. It looked like a community effort.
Yes, sir.
Did y'all get him straightened out?
Yeah, we did. This time of year, we're having to build a lot of gas lines. People running their gas heaters and gas logs and stuff.
So. Yeah. So what did you have to replace on that?
His regulator and his gas line itself. So okay. He wants to put it together for him. So.
Well, there's no doubt that y'all had all of it here. But
are you a Womble?
No, sir.
But if they don't, you don't have it. You don't need it, right?
That's exactly right.
Well, y'all got about. Now, what's the difference in this side and the other side? Y'all got all the bolts and stuff over here. I know that.
Well, this side we have our plumbing, electrical, paint, our grilling.
Yeah.
The other side's the hardware, the clothing. Well, I say the other side's got all the neat stuff, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
This is the nuts and bolts.
This is tedious over here with the bolts and the nuts. When somebody comes in, you break out in a sweat, don't you?
I need
one. One whatever, Phillips head, so-and-so.
Yeah, well, you get used to it. And soon before I forget, Sue did want me to mention that she forgot to mention that they do have the muck and the tough boots over there. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tough boots is what we were talking about that Phil has. And I think Phil mentioned the muck because she saw those over there when she was looking at the Carhartt stuff. But what do you got going on this side?
Well, I know the mower business or the grass cutting is slowing down for the year, but We still got some great deals on it, 0% financing up to 48 months on our mower still. But we're a Bobcat tractor dealer now, too. And we have a special, they have a special going on it, 0% for up to 84 months. Or a free front end loader if you pay cash for it.
So we could get that, Rufus, if we could tow it. I don't have a tow hitch on my car, though. We couldn't get it back to Raleigh. You'd have to drive
it. We'll arrange
it. You'd have to drive it. I don't know. How long, Jason, you reckon it'd take him to get back to Raleigh in a front end loader?
He'd be there by this evening. I mean, it's got a nice cab. You'll have some heat going on.
If the law didn't get you first.
For driving slow.
They might wonder what you were doing out there, Rufus. What else you got?
That was just our Wilmington grills, Traeger grills. Now's a good time to grill, you know, this time of year, the fall, Thanksgiving coming up.
Do y'all deliver to Raleigh?
We sure do.
Oh, okay. Well, you get that front end loader to Raleigh, Rufus.
Right in front of me, I see the wood chips over there. Hickory, pecan, apple.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I got to get me a bag of apple. I'm going to do some ribs and a Boston button tomorrow.
All right.
There you go.
I'm coming back to
dinner.
Lillington.
Dinner's at your house.
And on top of that, where they're sitting, Jason, what is that contraption on top up there?
That is a it's made primarily, I guess, for steaks, for searing steaks.
Oh.
It's called an auto grill.
Well, that's something new I've never seen.
You can do other things in steaks, but in their advertising, that's what they're showing.
Does it rotate?
No, it flames up in there. It cooks real fast.
Do you have a special rub for your Boston butt and all that stuff?
I like the meat church stuff that we sell over here.
Yeah.
There's not a flavor that I can think of that I don't really like. There's some more than others, but there's the new one out, Bianco. It's pretty good.
Did you use the Traeger products?
I do.
Yeah. Those are really nice.
Yeah, that's all I cook on.
They do the job. And gosh, what can you say that hadn't been said about the Wilmington grill? I mean, it's the steel that it's made out of will literally last forever.
Yeah. People carry them. They got them at the beach. Mr. Ray has one at his new beach house, and he talks about how good he loves it. So.
Is that where Mr. Ray is right now?
I don't know where he's at this weekend.
Don't ever know it. He's all over the place. Well, as well he should be. He's earned it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Wilmington Grill. Now, y'all, it looks like y'all have a pretty good discount on the Wilmington Grills.
We do. We try to run a special on them, and, you know, if people come in – they don't like it or whatever. You know, we're willing to work with anybody. So.
Oh, how about that? Wheeling and dealing.
That's
over
right.
Here.
Name of the game.
All right.
Well, that's what a good country store does.
Well, this is more than that. Y'all sell food too? Y'all ought to think about that. Y'all got
country. Honey and nuts and, you know, country ham and stuff over there. Inside
you got
meat.
Country ham
inside me.
Okay, well that's good.
Yep. Side meat.
Man.
Side meat.
Yeah. Were you planning on cooking something right now, or?
No.
Okay. I'd like to have some butter beans and peas. I'd rather have fat back than side meat right now. I'm sorry, but Jason, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Yeah. And thanks for having us out there, tolerating us out here. So, Rufus, you got any part?
Well,
what does Cliff Joyner have to say?
Cliff says here. Define success in your own terms.
Rufus is having trouble reading it because he's written all over
written
the
all
page.
Over it. Whether by your own rules
would you like for me to read to Rufus?
Read it, Amanda.
You need to take your X-ray glasses off.
Read that, please.
Define success on your own terms, achieve it on your own rules, and build a life you're proud to live. Ann Sweeney.
Amen.
No, actually, Cliff Joyner said that. You know, we gotta go see Cliff.
Yeah.
We gotta get next year's edition, and I think we ought to get it in person.
Oh
well,
yeah.
We did this one.
That's right, and the year before. So we'll make plans to do that. But you say you're busy next Friday.
I'm told I'm busy.
Okay. You got working on your new book.
Oh, I don't know.
I believe you're right. I believe you're right.
What's that?
Well, that's what you told me yesterday.
Yeah, I'm working on a new book.
With Nancy.
With Nancy Carter.
How is it going? Are you almost done?
Well, no. This is a long
No, but he's got a session next Friday. So
two hours at a time.
We have to check in with.
Most of the time, don't get down to business until about the last half an hour.
And it's on civility, among
other things.
It's going
to be on civility, decency, and getting along in this world where people at one another's throats.
Well, we get along on this show, don't we?
We certainly do.
Dadgum right.
It's one of the reasons why I love gardening. Gardening is the great equalizer.
It is.
Absolutely.
As long as you don't throw your tools.
Yeah.
Amanda, do you have anything else about Master Gardeners or anything with the Extension Service?
Love to see folks. If you're in the area of Lee County, you don't have to be a Lee County resident to volunteer as a Master Gardener in Lee County. We'd love to have folks who are nearby. And just look out for classes that are coming up by the winter classes from January until March. I've got probably a dozen classes coming up during January, February, and March, including fruit pruning classes and vegetable classes. So looking forward to seeing everyone out at the Extension office. And also, we are, a lot of Extension offices across the state are also early voting places.
So that's true.
If you are wanting to get up with your Extension agent, please call the office ahead of time, because that you may want to avoid the crowds. And sometimes when folks come in, sometimes it could just be resolved with a phone call.
Yeah,
and instead of having to fight the throngs.
Yeah.
We'd love to see y'all.
Well, thank you for coming over here. It wasn't too far to go this time, and we'll talk to you the next time you can join us.
Yes, sir.
All right. And
thanks for having me.
Jason, thank you. And Harrison, thank you, buddy. And Phil, thank you. She's still buying heaters. All right. We'll see you next week on The Weekend Gardener. We'll be in Clayton, I believe.